How can you move from being a hero to creating other heroes? I'm Greg Schenkel, president of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems, and today I want to share with you a well-known Hollywood method for writing most action movie scripts and even romantic comedies. And I'm going to show you how you can do that as part of your journey to making other people heroes in your organization. Now, what we're talking about here is something called the hero's journey. You might say the hero's journey. What kind of corny thing is that? Well, this is the path that's taken in all the Marvel and the DC Universe movies and even a lot of the romantic comedies that you might watch. And it's very simple. I'm just going to draw the line here for you now. This is what the hero's journey looks like. It looks like a poorly drawn snake. But let me describe what you're seeing here. What we're seeing here is that, first of all, in any kind of hero movie, the first step in the hero's journey is meet your hero. So think about Spider-Man in the early part of the movie. He learns how he has all this ability to fly through the streets, and he's having a ball. Everything's good, right? So this is when you meet the hero, and they're getting used to things. Luke Skywalker figuring out that he's got these Jedi tricks that he can do, this power that he has. So that's always the first part of the hero's journey, hope. In a romantic comedy, this is when you meet your two lovers who, might get together at the end of the movie, and they're just showing how cool they are and everything is amazing, right? And then, of course, what happens is you get into the first challenge, if you will. So, by the way, everyone's life has a bit of a challenge. I remember when I was a teenager, or actually even a little younger than that, I had some health challenges. So you get these setbacks in life, and in a hero movie, it's just kind of like this first inkling that there's probably problems ahead. But the hero prevails. They actually succeed on the hero's journey, and they continue on, and in fact, it goes well for a while. And then, of course, there's a bigger problem ahead. This is when you go into, oh my gosh, I'm not sure if they're going to survive. It's a long fall, and it's not even really a straight line like the way I've drawn it there. Let me show you what it probably really looks like. I'm going to use a red here. Is this really going to look like a spiral, right? There's going to be a series of problems that get worse and worse and worse and worse, taking you to the point of despair where you're not sure you're going to be successful. And then what happens at the base of the pit of despair is you meet, like I'm thinking about the movie Thor Ragnarok, where you meet Thor. Thor has lost his hammer. Things are looking very bleak. And he meets Peter Dinklage playing the role of this master caster, founder, forger, right, who's going to make him a new hammer. But of course, there's challenges. The sun has to come through just in the right way to light up this magic forge to make this new hammer. But Thor does get his new hammer. And then what happens? So down here, what you're doing is you're finding out who gives you the magic sword. Who gives you the magic sword? In your life, maybe it's somebody that came along just when you needed someone to give you some strength, some sense of strength, and that's the magic sword. And then becomes, in most action movies, there's going to be about a 20-minute finale where they go up against evil. It looks like maybe they're not going to succeed, but they ultimately succeed. They slay the dragon, and then I've put these little, because then there's bigger lessons that are learned, and it's awesome, and everyone is happy. That's the hero's journey. Every Pixar movie goes through it. Every Marvel movie goes through it. I'd like to say that almost every supervisor probably goes through it. Heck, probably every human being goes through it to some degree. So you might say, okay, well, I'm a supervisor. I'm a frontline leader. Why wouldn't I be the hero? After all, I'm going through my hero's journey as a supervisor, and you're right. At the beginning, you're focused on you being the hero for your team. You're solving problems, right? You're getting the magic sword. You're slaying the dragon. You're looking like the hero to your team. And yet, what if you had to move from being the hero yourself to creating other heroes? What if you shifted from being the character Thor to being the character of the master forger and caster, the one who would make Thor's hammer for him to go on and win the day? That would be a change, wouldn't it? What if your purpose in life actually shifted from being the hero to others to creating heroes in others? And that's what we want leaders to aspire to. Why not help your team become the heroes? Help give them the magic sword that they need to conquer the day's challenges, to prevail. and maybe they'll inspire other people to be heroes as well. If we can help you take your supervisors from being buddies or just being supervisors and help them to become heroes, but then reach the ultimate goal, which is to create heroes in others. If that's something that interests you, I want you to reach out and start a conversation with us at our website at uniquedevelopment.com or connect with us on one of the many social media channels. Our whole mission is dedicated to creating leadership beyond supervision, and we can help your organization do that. I look forward to partnering with you on your leadership journey.